Welcome to the Get Fit with Masi podcast. If this is your first time listening, my name is Maciel from getfitwithmasi.com. I'm an online personal trainer, Zumba instructor, and fitness educator who currently lives in the Bronx, New York. I teach hundreds of women online and offline how to get snatched, burn fat, and build muscle in all the right places. Today's podcast topic is how to transition to eating healthier in the beginning. I'm Get Fit with Masi on all social media, and that's spelled M-A-S-S-I. If you're not following me on the gram yet, send me a DM and let me know what you thought about this episode. If you're new to me, please beware that I keep it all the way real on here, which means I may or may not drop some F-bombs and cuss here and there. And I tell it to you like it is because I want to see you win. When I started my fitness journey trying to lose weight, it was so frustrating. Eating healthy was so boring to me because who the hell wants to eat steamed broccoli and chicken breast every day? Not me, sis, okay? So, anyhow, after a few months of feeling sorry for myself, using food as an emotional stabilizer, and really no longer able to fit into my clothes, I decided I need to get my shit together. I signed up for the gym to finally get my power back and get myself organized. I remember slaving at the gym on the elliptical or the treadmill, putting a shit ton of work in only to look over at the scale and see that the numbers were exactly the same, or they would go up, but definitely not down. And it would get me so discouraged that I finally figured, okay, it's probably not my working out, it's probably my diet. So then I just decided to try every diet I could possibly think of. But then I would give in to my cravings, and my initial plan or goals would really go out the window because of my out of whack emotions and really nutrition. So I made a shit ton of mistakes, and it was a constant yo-yo or a seesaw in a way. And I want to help you not make the same mistakes I did. So I'm gonna share my 5 tips on how you can transition to eating healthier in the beginning. Tip number 1 is swap, do not eliminate. When you're a beginner, have decided that you want to develop a new healthy lifestyle and you want to start eating healthy, don't make the huge mistake of feeling like you have to change everything at once. Transitioning to eating healthier is a process. It's a journey of learning how to do something in a new way. So trying to change everything at the same time is going to be a recipe for disaster, overwhelm, and getting disappointed with the quickness, okay? I encourage you to give yourself the grace to learn and make mistakes along the way. Mistakes are going to be inevitable. There's going to be a lot of trial and error. You're going to be trying a lot of new things. Think about it like when you learn how to ride a bike. You busted your ass a few times, but you still got on and you finally learn how to gain balance and ride the bike. So work on making some simple, easy meals and recipes that you'll be able to adapt without feeling like you're restricting yourself. Instead of eliminating and doing a complete kitchen overhaul, start swapping a few meals for lunch, breakfast, or dinner. I said or, not and. So start with the meal that'll give you the most bang for your buck. What I mean by that is if you tend to skip breakfast, start there. If you know that there's a never-ending supply of snacks and sweets at the office and you're a stress eater who struggles with self-control, focus on swapping lunch options. Go with whichever meal is going to give you the biggest bang for your buck. And remember, no black and white thinking. Start small. Tip number 2 is stay away from artificial and overly processed foods. The goal of healthy eating is about how much real, whole, and unprocessed food can you eat. Frequently, when we're eating a large amount of processed foods or eating out a lot, that food tends to have a high level of sugar, sodium, and calories while simultaneously being super low in satiety. Meaning, you eat a lot of calories, yet somehow you still manage to not feel full. So you want to consume foods that make you feel good. Focus on quality foods, real food, things that grow from the earth, plants, vegetables, etc. Tip number three is swap drinking juice and soda for water. When you're trying to lose weight, you want to remember that what you are trying to do is create a calorie deficit, which means that soda or juice or any other sugary drink should be the last choices on your list. So when we drink our calories, our body does not react the same way as if we were eating those calories. So those sugary drinks are primary sources of belly fat gain, thanks to the flux of sugar that impacts your liver. So many studies have suggested that artificial sweeteners like the ones in soda, whether it's regular or diet, might actually make you hungrier, which of course leads to eating more calories. And calories from drinks, again, don't satisfy your hunger the way real calories do. So you're more likely to consume even more calories, even if you don't technically overeat. So your best bet is to just drink water. It's cheap, it's widely available, and it's calorie free. So the fun fact about water is that fat is mobilized through a process called hydrolysis, and not drinking enough water will slow down your fat breakdown. So one thing to remember, the human body is a bit out of sync in how it sends us messages. So by the time your body tells you you're thirsty, it's already deficient. So try not to wait until you feel thirsty. You want to know that you'll need to hydrate yourself throughout the day and not wait until that feeling. But if you're craving some bubblies, try sparkling water. And you can also infuse your water with fruit like lemon, raspberries, strawberries, or even cucumber slices if you try and get fancy. And this will add flavor to your water without adding all the extra sugar. Tip number four is learning how to read nutrition labels. You want to become a nutrition label detective at the supermarket. And I encourage you to begin recognizing what's going into your body and how it makes you feel. So always check the nutrition label before you buy your food. And some of the culprits that a lot of my clients often ignore are things like breakfast cereals, granola bars, things that we think are healthy. And I focus on these because I used to be a cereal addict myself. One, it's easy. Two, it's convenient. And three, it's also nostalgic. But the reality is that it's usually what's making you actually go backwards. And so I used to think I was being all extra healthy, adding some slices of banana, 2% milk into my cereal, not realizing that I was basically giving myself an empty sugar high. So some cereal contains as much sugar as a Snickers bar. Yes, girl, you heard that right. So start to be a detective. How much cereal is one serving? Are you actually having one serving? And then look at what else you're adding to your cereal. Are you adding fruit? Are you adding milk? Are you giving yourself a sugar bomb every day for breakfast that's causing you to be hungry later on in the day? This is why learning how to read nutrition labels is super important so that you are aware. Tip number five is my favorite. A lot of women get scared when I say meal prepping because your first thought is, okay, she wants me to be a bodybuilder or a bikini competitor. Or I'm gonna eat the same boring ass foods for 7 days straight. However, when I say meal prepping, what I want you to think about is starting off super small. Getting into the habit of cooking once to eat twice or maybe three times. So maybe you want to make a soup in your crock pot and have it throughout the week. Or maybe you want to make overnight oats. So putting peanut butter, chocolate, brown sugar, some almond milk, and oats together so that you can just grab and go in the morning. Or maybe you don't really like cooking your food, but meal prepping just means preparing in advance. So that could mean cutting up your morning smoothie ingredients the night before or a few nights before. So that would be maybe your banana, add some fruit, add a mango, add some greens, some spinach, some coconut water, and throw it in a Ziploc bag. Well, not your coconut water, but the fruit and the other ingredients. And then putting it aside so that you can just grab and go in the morning and put it in your blender and not have to think about it. So to recap, my five tips on how you can transition to eating healthier in the beginning. One is swap, do not eliminate. Two is stay away from artificial and overly processed foods. Three is swap drinking juice and soda for water. Four is learning how to read your nutrition labels, and five is meal prepping. I want to remind you that this, again, is a process, a learning process. And if you have a lot of weight to lose or have already tried this before, but it didn't work, you got to remember it didn't take you 2 weeks to gain the weight and it's not going to take you 2 weeks to lose it. Whatever approach you decide to take or diet you decide to go with, I want you to remember that it's all about feeling satiated and feeling good, eating real food. If you feel hungry all the time or are binge eating, something has gone very, very wrong. 90% of the weight loss game is all about your mindset. If you've listened this far into the podcast, that means you're probably ready to make a change. So give yourself a pat on the back and remember that awareness is the first step to making a change in your life, and you are in control. Thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. If you're feeling what I'm saying or have learned anything new today, please share this episode with someone you think would find it helpful. Happy Sunday, and thank you again for listening. Make sure that you rate this podcast on iTunes. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.